My guests in studio today are filmmakers and producers, Roland Frevel and Jeff Han. And we are going to talk about the movie documentary, The Coffee Man. Welcome, Jeff. Welcome, Roland.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. The Coffee Man. This documentary was awarded at the Melbourne International Documentary Festival this July. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You must be overwhelmed.
Yes. Yeah, we're very proud.
Yeah, it was that was our first award that we've won, so that was very special to get Best Australian Documentary. It was very cool.
And first film festival too.
That's true.
Yeah. Absolutely. And also, you are now officially recognized at the website, I think it's Cinema Databases, AM.
There's the IMDb. There's a lot. There's, you know, we're up on the, there's another one that's the official Australian database. So
what does it mean, actually?
I guess it means we exist on the internet, which I think it means our film is finally real.
It's official. It's an official film.
Okay, now you're officially filmmakers. I'm joking. Okay, this movie, The Coffee Man, can we talk about this movie? What is it about?
Sure. So it's about an obsessed coffee producer, who is Sasha, and his journey to the World Barista Championships. Mm-hmm. So it's a documentary film following Sasha, who's the protagonist, and it's his journey through coffee.
Yeah, and I mean, we go all the way back to his origins, you know, in former Yugoslavia, you know, trace, I guess, his family story from there to Australia. He actually represented Australia in the 2000 Olympics in handball, which is, you know, you'd meet him today and, of course, you'd never know. But so he, you know, he, since 1997, him and his family have been in Australia. So it was a very, when Jeff first met him, it was, he quickly realised that Sasha had a pretty interesting story to tell.
Yeah. So tell me about that first, you know, meeting of yours with Sasha.
Sure. So I met Sasha through my brother-in-law, Mick, who works in the coffee industry in Canberra. And he was like, oh, you should meet my friend Sasha. He wants to do this small film project. So we sat down and had lunch and we started talking about doing a small little film project and looking into, you know, direct trade coffee and how coffee is sourced in different regions around the world. And he was like, yeah, you know, I'm really keen to do this film. And I was like, okay, you know, this sounds like something. So I came back from Canberra to Melbourne and had a chat with Roland. And we'd talked about doing a film project for maybe 12 months. And then it sort of all started from there. And then we just started developing this film. And we really just started filming, and then it just grew and, of course, changed from this, you know, direct trade story into a character-based story.
So how long has been since the first clap to the end of the
first
movie?
Clap. I think the first filming we did was in December of 2014. All up. From the start of the filming to when it was released was about 18 months, which is actually quite a short period of time to make a film like this.
For a feature documentary, it is.
The timelines to complete the film were very short, and all of the people working on it with us were... they all earned their money.
From my perspective, it's a really long time because as a journalist, you know, I need everything now.
Of course. But I mean, you know, there's some documentary films that will take, you know, 5 years because it takes years to gather the footage or to tell the story and to, you know, to follow it to completion. So I guess in one way we were quite lucky in that, you know, as Jeff said, he met Sasha and thought, wow, this is really interesting guy, wants to do some stuff with film. And then, you know, he went on to win the World Barista Championships in probably only about 6 months after you first met him. It was quite soon after, wasn't it? So it was, you know, the timing was quite serendipitous in some senses, yeah.
Have you been with him in Seattle?
Yeah, so we followed his whole journey. So we were in Seattle, we were there filming the whole time.
So in the film, in this documentary, we can actually see the moment when he won the
Oscar. Yes, absolutely. We're there
and
we're filming.
Lots more.
And a lot more, yeah. We wanted to tell an honest story. So you get to see a lot of the behind the scenes of what happens. So there's a lot of ups and downs throughout that process of Sasha struggling, you know, with health problems and just drama, I guess, behind the scenes. So we wanted to capture all that and put that in the film because it shows, like, it's real.
And all these special milks and, you know, flavors that he has to transport to America from Australia.
Yes.
That's really funny, I suppose.
Well, it's all in there. And, you know, I guess myself, I never expected to be a part of the film, but when Sasha... Sasha won the Australian Brewster Championships, and then myself and Jeff, you know, we flew up to Canberra to do a bit of filming and meet before Seattle. And it was at this point in time when he didn't ask me, he informed me that I was going to have to smuggle milk to America for the World Championships, which my first reaction was, no, I will not, thank you very much. But anyone that spends any time with Sasha soon realises that, you know, when he sets his mind on something, that's what's going to happen.
So how did you do it?
Look, I flew, I think it was 2 days later than the rest of the group, so that the milk was at its freshest. You know, and at 6 a.m. on the morning of my flight, I went to pick up the milk and I put it in, you know, a little esky inside my bag with some, you know, cooler, you know, frozen cooler blocks. And in the end it was okay. I guess the guy on customs in the States was maybe a little bit tired or didn't really care that day, so, you know,
wow,
he let me in.
You were lucky.
I was a little bit stressed on the trip over there, so yeah, look, it was just one of the many unexpected things that kind of made this film a little bit fun. And yeah,
it was good though, because Roland filmed, you know, he was filming throughout that process of with the milk, so it ends up being really, a really good little scene in the film.
What was that special about this milk?
Oh, look, you'd have to ask Sasha. I have to say, I did on the morning in Seattle, the morning of, you know, before they go out and do their little routine, they have a little practice time backstage on a coffee machine. And I think me and Jeff both got to taste, like, you know, half a sip of his cappuccino on the finals day. And it was the most amazing thing I've ever tasted in my entire life. It was, you know, it was just coffee and milk, but it tasted like, you know, raspberries and chocolate and it was... So, you know, I think it was worth it.
It was worth it. I can see that.
Yeah.
My listeners may not, but I can
do. I hope I translated that over the air.
Exactly. We have mentioned the festival in Melbourne. So let's talk about the festivals now. Which one is the next one, if there is one?
Yeah, so we're off to Margaret River in Western Australia in a few weeks for the Cinefest Oz Film Festival, which is pretty exciting. So that'll be our first time over there and our second festival. So we'll be spending five days there. We have three screenings and doing... we're on the opening night, I believe, in Augusta, which is... Is it Augusta?
Way down south.
Yeah, which is way down south. We're there for the opening night, which will be nice. And then we've got, two more screenings after that. Mm-hmm. So,
Outside Australia?
Outside Australia, applications are pending.
Okay.
For festivals.
You know, it's for festivals. It's a very long process, you know, to apply to lots of different festivals. We have already screened the film in about 20 different countries around through Asia and Europe.
Oh, okay.
We've screened it. We actually had the launch in China. We had 20 different cities show the film on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
So 20 cities screening the film at the same time in China, which is really cool. So we've had about, I think now we're up to about 80 screenings around the world. A lot of those have been through the coffee community, you know, so in cafes and roasteries. And we've had some really lovely photos and kind of feedback of people, the community coming together and just enjoying a nice story. So there'll be more festivals and there'll be more screenings to come as well. So
have you considered to go to Serbia, Balkan?
We have been trying.
Yeah.
And we have a group that really wants to host a screening. They're just kind of working out logistics because there's always logistics to work out. But most definitely, there's actually a song that features quite prominently, which is a Serbian song, Lane Mohe. If I'm you know, messing up the pronunciation there, which was the Eurovision song, right?
Yeah.
It was.
Lane Mohe. Okay.
That's right.
There you go. So he, Sasha actually used that in his presentation, and we got in touch with the studio that produced that song and asked them if, pretty please, can we use it? And they amazingly said, yes, you can use it, and, you know, you don't need to pay us. We just, you know, we love the story. It's really good. So, yeah, so we hopefully will be working with them to have a screening over in Serbia, which would be, I think, a really nice little connection between the music and, you know, Sasha and his history and everything.
Fantastic.
As well.
So we are talking about the screening, and film is online. Actually, we can see the trailer.
You can see the trailer. It'll be available to purchase towards the end of this year, in probably around November.
But also, you told me before that you are talking with the people at SBS. Maybe we can
absolutely
see it through SBS.
Well, we hope so. We hope so. We're chatting with SBS now, and fingers crossed, we'll find a way to get it on to the television as well.
Yes.
But yes, as with festivals, these things take time.
Okay. I hope they are going to listen to this interview. It can help in a way.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. The next screening is in Queensland, if I remember correctly, the 10th of August or something.
I think so. And then, as Jeff said, we're off to, there's three happening in Western Australia, just south of Perth. In late August as well, and there will be another one coming up in Melbourne in the next month. We're just again working out the details of that one.
Oh, fantastic! We will be following everything that you do, and I wish you all the best, really, in the future with this film and all the others that are coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking time and interest to come at SBS Studio.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.